Well, hey there. Welcome back to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast, where we think even just 5 minutes a day, every single weekday will make a difference in the rest of the day. Hey, my name is Bobby, and I'm hosting today's episode. And I just want to say thanks for joining us. And a special thanks for those of you that have rated us on iTunes or you've shared us online with your friends. We really appreciate that. Our hope is to encourage you and to encourage as many people as possible. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about this one idea that we hear Pastor Chuck talk about a lot. He says three things about the church. He says, we believe the Bible is a big deal. We believe Jesus is the biggest deal. And the way that we show those things is by serving others here and around the world. Well, a few days ago on the podcast or on a recent episode, Pastor Bench talked about why the Bible is such a big deal. And so today, I just want to pick that up and I want to talk about what I consider to be five great questions for reading the Bible. Five great questions for reading the Bible. Now, these questions aren't new to me. In fact, I've heard them several times in my lifetime. I first heard them when I was a teenager, and I wrote these down in the front of my Bible, and they were so helpful because we believe the Bible is meant to be applied to our life. We believe the Bible is meant to not just be skimmed, but it has the words of life that shape us and help us to live the life that God wants us to. And so instead of just skimming it, instead of just glancing at a verse, it is so powerful when we begin to ask these five questions. What these five questions do is they help get the verses off of the page and into our life. So if you're ready, now if you're driving, don't write these down. We can post them online. But if you're at a place that you can write them down, I would encourage you to do so. Here's the first question. Number one, is there a command to obey? Is there a command to obey? So when we're reading scripture, to ask ourselves these five questions, and it starts by asking, is there some command that God's given me that I simply need to obey? I don't need to talk about it. I don't need to wonder about it. But even right now, is there a command that I can begin to put into practice? So that's question one. Is there a command to obey? The second question is there a promise to claim? Is there a promise to claim? Is there something in this verse that I need to claim and I need to live out in my life? For instance, the Bible says that every person in Christ is a brand new creation. So maybe I need to claim that promise instead of beating myself up over the past, beating myself up over shortcomings, but to claim that promise that I'm a new creation. So number one, is there a command to obey? Number two, is there a promise to claim? Number three is there a sin to avoid? Is there a sin to avoid? Is there something that God says in a verse about something that isn't holy, it isn't right for us to do? And so, in other words, it raises my radar, it raises my alertness to say, I want to avoid this sin. The fourth question is simply this. Is there a lesson to learn? Is there a lesson to learn? Recently, I taught from Joshua chapter 9. And Joshua made a lot of great decisions, but in Joshua chapter 9, he rushed ahead. He got overambitious. He was too confident in himself that he rushed ahead of God. And so a great lesson for me to learn is to never rush ahead. Always wait until I have permission. So that's question four. Is there a lesson to learn? And then here's the fifth question. Is there a new truth to carry with me? Is there a new truth to carry with me? Is there something that has come off the page in this chapter or in this verse that I need to carry with me and to live by? Man, these are just five questions. There's certainly more questions that you could ask, but man, I would encourage you to use these five questions as a way not just to read what's on the page, but to get the words off the page and into your heart. And so if you're up for it, I want to ask you to do a little homework today. Just take Luke chapter 10, verse 27. Luke 10, 27, where Jesus answered, love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength and with all of your mind and love your neighbor as yourself. If you're up for it, take this little homework assignment and take Luke 10, 27 and ask those five questions and write down whatever God tells you. Because I believe applied scripture is way better than just the knowledge of it. So hopefully these five questions will help you. Hey, thanks for listening to today's Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. I do want to mention that coming up really soon is our night that we call O Night Divine. It's the first Sunday night in December, and it's a great way, a really great way for entire families to celebrate Christmas together. So the actual program is from 6:30 to 7:30, and it is family friendly. Your kids are going to love it. You're going to love it. But then also starting at 5 o'clock, if you want to come early and you want to bring a long chair or a blanket or whatever, we're going to have some food trucks, some games going on outside, pictures with Santa outside. And so it's just going to be a fun, fun night. So I hope you'll make plans to join us. And then if you need childcare during the program, childcare will start at 6:15. So if you need childcare for birth through pre-K, just hit up the Sugar Hill Church app. Under the register button, you'll find a place that you can reserve that childcare. We do need you to reserve so that we've got enough space set aside for you, but we'd be happy for you to be part of that. Hey, have a great day, and we'll see you soon on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.